4CBA Mobile. 4CBA KF4 NXY. You ain't been playing tennis in this weather, have you?
I took a clinic. I did a clinic this morning at 9 o'clock to 10:30, but we were in the bubble, so had to, you know, walk through the rain to get there, but it wasn't too bad.
Roger, that's good. You gonna go to the pizza place and get something?
Actually going to Brad Cranford's house. Brad strung my racket, one of my rackets, and he asking to put a bigger grip on it this time. So I am headed to pick up my racket. He lives off of Super Road.
Are you getting into the...
Yeah, it sounds pretty good right here. As I get toward Greer at... I live in Taylor's. It seems to get a little more splotchy.
In a mobile heading away from Greenville, way down here, southern end of the county on 25, and it starts, you know, picket fencing on me.
Well, what have you been doing today? You been climbing that tower, any?
Nobody had been up that thing in a long time. The antennas on it are doing good, so no need to, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So, now, I did put an antenna on the car today, and I need to get back out there and put the radio in, get everything hooked up.
That guy was rocking some tunes back there in that pickup truck. His window rolled down. But anyway, he likes rain. Well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I just figured you climbed the tower for the fun of it. But anyway, I'm not, I don't know. I mean, I might climb one, you know. I had to borrow somebody's safety belt, but it's been a while, so I don't know.
You got a safety belt around here somewhere, but anyway, when that friend of mine, pointed me to, where the tower was for sale, and I bought it and brought it over here, and me and him put it together, and you know, he put one section of it up at a time, and, you know, as he climbed the tower, and the deal was he'd do that, and I'd run the coax under the house and do all the under-the-house stuff, because he didn't want to go under houses. So, you know, a lot of people don't like going under houses, but that part don't bother me none, so I used to do termite work, so, you know, I'm kind of used to it.
That's not my favorite thing to do, but I will do it if I just have to. And but you can't crawl under my house because it's on a slab, so it'd be kind of hard to get under that thing. You could dig under it, I guess, but anyway, my wife's talked about putting in a basement. I said, well, I don't think we want to do that. But anyway, well, I've still got to put my radials out for my antenna. It's a vertical. What is that thing? Hustler BTV. It's a six band vertical. time, put the plate on it, and I've got the plate and got it ready. I just need to take the antenna down one more time and put that on there, and then I can start putting the radials on it.
Well, right now would be a good time to do it, because I mean, the ground's pretty soft. I'd move that old car around in the backyard to tinker with it, and I think I'm going to wait till the ground dries back up before I try and get it out the backyard. I'll wind up tearing up the yard and throwing mud everywhere.
What are you working on?
Radio and that old Lincoln that you fixed the air conditioning on for me.
So how did that do in the 95-degree heat?
I'm doing it in 95-degree heat. I went out there, just a little drizzling rain. You know, it rain ain't doing too bad today, so it has been real comfortable. I got lucky on the temperature. It's been really nice the last couple of days outside. Yeah, then when that 95-degree heat, you know, I'd go outside for a few minutes and felt like I walked into an oven. So then I'd come on back inside and stay.
Well, don't blame you for that. What I was asking was, how does a car air conditioner work during the 95-degree heat?
Oh, yeah, I totally misunderstood what she's talking about. Oh, yeah, it's doing great. Yeah, I've been, up and down the road with it in really hot weather, and it's doing a whole lot better now.
Glad to hear that. Yeah, it's been tough out there on the courts. I've been playing in the morning at 9:00 and 9 to 10:30, and then at night from 6 to 7:30. And sometimes the morning is worse than playing in the evening, even though the sun's still shining and all, but it's just not quite as oppressive as it is in the morning. I'm not sure what the deal is, but anyway, I'm still playing and six times a week, so I'm not gonna get six in this week, but I know we need the rain, so I'm not complaining.
You had some back surgery done again about 3 weeks ago, and I go back to end of the month, and hopefully it'll turn me loose to be a good bit more active. I'm just doing little small projects around here. I'm not supposed to lift anything over 5 or 6 pounds, and can't ride my motorcycle right now, and da-da-da-da-da-da, but anyway, the latest surgery seems to have helped, so that's great.
Good. KP4CBA, I'm glad that worked out for you, because, those can go two different ways. But anyway, so what kind of motorcycle do you have?
Harley Sportster and a Honda Shadow and a Honda Rebel.
You want a Honda Valkyrie? I got one of those. I'd like to get rid of. You can ride it to California right now.
I think I saw that bike, but I think the wife might get a little perturbed if I had another one. I barely got room in the garage for what I got.
keep your Harley, and this thing, tell you what, I miss riding it, but I'm just getting to where I have trouble holding a road that's not level, you know, and because that bike, it's a little top heavy, and it's, you got to really be on your toes. So I haven't dropped it on the road, but I have dropped it in the driveway, so I just decided to get rid of it.
My brother-in-law had one of those, and that was a nice-looking bike. And I mentioned it's, you know, really smooth riding bike. I mean, you got, I think, what, a six-cylinder engine there.
What you call a horizontally opposed six, and man, it's got power. I mean, you can lay into that thing from a traffic light and you'll leave everybody. You look in your rearview mirror coming out of second gear, and everybody's about, you know, at least a quarter mile, if not further, behind you. And it is comfortable, that seat. I mean, that's the most comfortable seat I've ever had. And on a bike, you know, the other ones, I couldn't ride for about an hour. I had to get off of it and walk around for about 15 minutes. But this one, man, it's nice. And nice and comfortable. And I really hate that I can't ride the thing, so, because it is in pristine condition.
I remember seeing it, it's a good-looking bike, and, somebody ought to jump on it, but I'd like to say, I got these three, and probably going to try and sell the little Rebel. I don't hardly ever ride it. I kind of like, I like that Shadow, because really it's a more comfortable ride than the Harley, but that, you know, kind of that Harley will giddy up, go right quick. It takes off real good.
I started off with Kawasaki Vulcan, but all my other bikes were Honda Shadows with a V-twin, and I always liked those bikes, and so this is the first, but I've always wanted a Valkyrie. This is the first V6 I've ever had, and I've had, gosh, probably at least four, maybe five different Shadows, and so anyway, I'm trying to remember my directions here. I hope I don't have to turn my map thing on. I think I'm supposed to turn right here. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're getting close to your destination. I think I'm going to wander into the kitchen and fix me something cold to drink. Good to talk to you. Like I say, you've been solid in the machine the whole time, and enjoyed the conversation. I hadn't spoke to you in a while. I'll catch you a little later. Have a good evening. KF4NXY, I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, well, you behave yourself down there and don't get in any trouble. And we will talk to you later. Enjoy the QSO, as always, 73, KB4CBA.